You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. For the most part, visitors are welcome in Florida, but the yellow marginated leaf beetle is an exception. It's native to Argentina, and without any natural predators here, it feasts on crucifer crops such as broccoli, cabbage, radishes, and turnips, wreaking havoc on our agriculture. But this tiny beetle isn't necessarily safe.
We have some adults feeding on leaves, or bok choy leaves or turnip leaves.
The bug has caught the attention of Angie Nino. She pulls a container of the beetles from what looks like a refrigerator but isn't cold. It's just climate controlled. She keeps a colony in the lab at the University of Florida Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. Her goal is to find a way to control this beetle without using pesticides.
I wanted to do something eco-friendly. So during my bachelor's, I started working with biological control.
Nino is petite with dark hair. She wears a bright multicolored shirt that's primarily yellow. She's from Columbia and attends the University of Florida on a Fulbright scholarship. There, she's working on a PhD in entomology at UF's Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. She laughs at the suggestion that most girls don't like bugs.
And I find out that it was easy to work with insects. You can find them everywhere. You can have colonies, like in smaller spaces. It's something like you can see behaviors.
Nino grew up in the city, but often visited her grandparents' farm, which fostered an appreciation for nature.
The knowledge that I get here in biological control will help me to get involved with, could be a governmental entity or with universities to work together and try to implement this kind of strategies in order to help the farmers back in Colombia.
Nino is supervised by Dr. Ronald Cave, who specializes in biological control of insects. She's his first Fulbright scholar, and he expects to be working with her well into the future.
Let's say a project comes up where I want to find a natural enemy in Colombia. I know Angie Nino. I contact Angie, and I can start working or doing some work in Colombia because I know somebody. So there's the connections with international students are a benefit.
Scientists often use other insects as predators to control crop threats, such as the yellow marginated leaf beetle. But Nino says she's also looking into intercropping, or planting more than one crop in a field.
To get plants that repel insects or plants that attract natural enemies, or you can have intercrops to make insects difficult to find the plant, the host plants.
Nino's work has been very helpful, according to Cave, even though, or maybe because, it didn't turn out as expected.
But that's part of science. You try something and you don't get the results that you had hoped for, you expected. But again, that's science. But she really put in hard work, dedication, and did a very, very good job.
So for now, the yellow marginated leaf beetle is free to feast on Florida crucifer crops, but it's possible its days could be numbered. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.